Erasmus leaned forward and stared over Hafid's shoulder at the trunk's contents. He looked at Hafid and shook his head in bewilderment. There was nothing inside the trunk but scrolls. Leather scrolls. Hafid reached inside and gently removed one of the rolls. Momentarily, he clasped it to his breast and closed his eyes. A quiet calmness settled over his face, brushing away the lines of age. Then he rose to his feet and pointed toward the chest. Were this room filled to its beams with diamonds, its value could not surpass what your eyes behold in this simple wooden box. All the success, happiness, love, peace of mind, and wealth that I have enjoyed is directly traceable to what is contained in these few scrolls. My debt to them and to the wise one who entrusted them to my care can never be repaid. Frightened by the tone in Hafid's voice, Erasmus stepped back and asked, "Is this the secret to which you have referred? Is this chest connected in some way with the promise you have yet to keep?" "The answer is yes to both of your questions." Erasmus passed his hand across his perspiring forehead and looked at Hafid with disbelief. "What is written on these scrolls that places their value beyond that of diamonds?" "All but one of these scrolls contain a principle, a law, or a fundamental truth written in a unique style to help the reader understand its meaning. To become a master in the art of sales, one must learn and practice the secret of each scroll. When one masters these principles, one has the power to accumulate all the wealth he desires."